It's KWAD on a Wednesday, and on the second Wednesday of the month, we check things out with Reed Reinbold. He's a deputy of the Otter Tail County Sheriff's Office. Hey, good morning, Reed. How's it going?
Good morning, CJ. I'm doing well. How are you?
You know, doing pretty good. You know, there was that Vikings game on Sunday that didn't particularly go very well, but besides that, I'm feeling good. You know, Thursday night, they're turning it around tomorrow. I'm going to put you on the spot here. You think they can win? Because I'm having a tough time with that one.
I tell you what, I think they can win. It's just a matter of if they will win.
Yeah. Going to Philly isn't necessarily a great great environment to play in. Those Thursday night games get weird, but I'll be watching the whole thing. But, man, that was a clunker last Sunday.
Yeah, it sure was.
So a lot of things going on with the Otter Tail County Sheriff's Office. And, back to school, over the last couple weeks here, Reed, is there just anything you want to remind people about as kind of that time of year and that kind of everybody gets into that routine?
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, like you mentioned, we're back to school. Our buses are back out on the road. Kids are out driving, walking. Additionally, we got harvest season coming up, so you're going to see an increase in farm equipment on the road. So in particular with buses, remember that when you see red flashing lights or the stop arm coming out, all vehicles have to stop and they have to give at least 20 feet distance from the bus. Look both ways, make sure there's no kids in the roadway. Parents should talk to their kids about looking both ways before they cross and don't just assume that all the traffic is stopping, because they don't always stop.
Sure. And, there's that making sure the crosswalks, like you say, crossing the road. School bus safety, obviously a big thing. I know a lot of schools around the area have been doing that school bus safety kind of items this week. Anything else you want to add from the sheriff's office?
Well, again, I would also mention, like I said, with harvest season coming up, so in addition to the buses, you're going to see an increase in farm equipment out on our roads. And again, we just have to have patience. I know it gets frustrating, especially when you're running late, but you have to allow for a little extra time, and those people are out there doing their jobs, and we just have to make sure they're safe and we're safe. So we have to slow down and only pass when it's appropriate, and just be paying attention. Additionally, we've had, for whatever reason here, the last couple of weeks, we've had an increase in serious crashes. Some have involved fatalities. And we don't have snow and ice right now. We haven't had rain. We haven't had bad weather. It's primarily people are driving too fast and not paying attention. So you really got to keep your head, your eyes on the road, your head on a swivel, turning, looking for other traffic. Be a good defensive driver. Watch for what other motorists are doing.
And you mentioned distracted driving. So is that just people not paying attention? Is that people being on their phones? Is that people doing some other kind of distraction?
Yeah,
what would you classify that as?
It's a little bit of everything. I mean, I think we've all driven down the road and seen plenty of people looking at their phones or looking down like they're looking at a phone. But it can even just be you take your eyes off of the road for a minute. Maybe not looking into your phone, but you drop something and you look down. And by the time you look up, you've already swerved into oncoming traffic, or you've missed your turn and you go too fast trying to make it. So it's really everything. It's a combination of all those things.
And do you guys have any tips just kind of to, avoiding that distracted driving? Anything, I guess, any kind of advice or any other words of wisdom that you have?
Yeah, well, so use your Bluetooth hands-free. And if you don't have it, you can't resist. I mean, those phones are kind of addictive. And if you just can't keep your hands off it, maybe you got to put it in the back. Maybe you got to put it in the trunk if it comes to that, because it's so hard to resist that phone when it's right there and you want to grab it and look at it. Keep your eyes on the road. And like I said, the biggest tip is reduce your speed and pay attention and watch for what other motorists are doing.
Reed, anything else you want to mention while we got you on the line here?
No, I think that about covers it for this month.
We're talking with Reed Reinbold. He is a part of the Otter Tail County Sheriff's Office, and he joins us every month to talk about things going on in the county, give us his insight, give us some tips, and give us those friendly reminders. Make sure to watch out for those buses and those kiddos, and also make sure to watch out for the farm equipment, everybody doing that stuff, and, of course, just in general, being a defensive driver, being ready to go, and keeping those distractions away. Reed, great to chat with you. We'll talk again next month, and we'll see what else is going on in October.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Reed Reinbold, a part of the Otter Tail County Sheriff's Office. He joins us again once every month. If you missed any part of this interview, you can listen to it in its entirety on our website, wadenaradio.com, as well as the KWAD Facebook page.